the tower bit, to me, that's too much. I don't actually operate enough to even justify that. Although, you know, it would be cool if I had a patch of land somewhere. I might do that and set up a remote station. But what you got is as good as it's going to get. The vertical, I'm sure there would be some differences, but I don't know that you'd be any better. The hops might be different, you know, the bounces off the ionosphere. So, different propagation times of the day and year, you'd have a variance between the two antennas that, you know, you could utilize.
I was looking at that too, just having a single feed with a splitter that goes to two different antennas and I can switch back and forth, because those verticals aren't that expensive and they're relatively easy to mount, especially now that I already have that junction box out there. So I've looked at them. I'm happy with what I've got. I don't really feel like it's necessary yet. I'm more or less concerned with what's going to happen on this downturn of the cycle. I think we're peaking this year, if I'm not mistaken, and then obviously neither of us have been through a lull, so I'm wondering how bad it's going to get, because I get conflicting information when I start researching, and some people are like, yeah, you're fine, you're just stateside, and other people are like, you can't do anything. So I guess we'll see, but I don't want it to do that.